Apparently the translation for that song is, oh, there's a lion. Yeah, that's a lion.
Oh, shit. It's a lion.
No, just in, no, like, oh,
guys,
it's a lion.
We should probably run away. What's... Oh, no, wait. There's a baby. It's a baby lion.
Bum, bum, boy.
Bum, bum, boy.
What silly voice should I do to introduce our thingy voicey?
Can you do your girl voice?
Oh, God. Welcome to People Say Words, where I peek about every single second. The only podcast that Andrew and Lane host on the internet. And where everyone's eardrums get shattered by my piercing voice. Thank you for calling. This is Deborah. This is People Say Words.
The mic's not even pointed at us.
Oh, okay, shit. Wow. Everything's going to sound terrible now. It's a redo.
No, you were peeking that whole time, so I think we're
actually,
okay.
I wasn't peeking that badly.
It was okay. You know, it was.
But everyone's sorry. Eardrums are now shattered.
Oh, hold on.
Crack.
Cheers. Okay,
let's...
To an evening of People Say Words. So previously this evening, Lane got his ass wiped in Warhammer 40k.
You don't get to say that! How many models were you down to?
I was down to 6 models.
6 models! And we ended it on turn 4! I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to be like, oh, by the way, people, Lane lost her Warhammer! And then...
I did not wipe Lane's ass. I just...
It was like a mutual.
I just won. Like last week, you beat me. What, 2 days ago?
It was close, though.
Game was really close.
Like, that game...
I was like, downhill on the points. Anyway, people are not interested in this.
There's at least 2.
2 that are interested?
I'm sure.
That's okay. Actually, you know what? Before we go I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners, all of the people who are listening to our podcast, downloading it, asking us questions. It's
buying podcast bonds.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was looking at it. We should start a Patreon. We should start a Patreon. Because if people want to, like, donate to our podcast to keep it going, because, you know, at some point here, it's going to run out of money eventually again.
Because we're both technically poor.
Technically.
I'm low income.
Legally.
Yeah.
We're
the
not.
Government sends me poor people checks at least once every 3 months.
Yay! Poor people. Anyway, so we just want to thank you guys. We want to thank everybody for...
especially Toby.
Especially your Tobies. Thank you, Tobies. They help out the podcast.
And people who send messages to our message box and not posted
and
as comments.
And other people who say words. You know? They're they're the biggest...
I don't know. I feel like people who say words are overrated. Not the podcast, just the people that
the people
say,
who
the
say
words.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hate listening to those words.
Gross.
Ugh.
Should we start?
So bad.
Andrew, how was your day?
Surprise,
I said it first this time.
My name's Andrew.
No, Andrew. How was your day?
I know, but what's your name?
My name's Lane.
Lane and Andrew. My day was lovely. I had a... Actually, was it? Yeah, no, it was good. I had a nice little walk this morning with Megan at somewhere that's by our house, which is lovely.
Oh, that's right. Starbucks.
We had callbacks.
We walked by... Where did we walk by?
We walked by Starbucks.
Okay, cool.
And then we went to the park... The park's name was Starbucks, so it was lovely. And then I worked all day from home, which was pretty nice. And then the ass wiping of Lane.
I did my taxes, baby.
Baby.
I had to celebrate. I'm gonna jack off. I'm gonna have to cut that.
Slightly true, probably. Maybe. Bay, bay.
Bay, bay. And then there was that stupid conference call, which failed. But
yeah,
I'm not going to blame anyone. Apparently some certain human was sad that that happened, and someone requested that I say that it's not their fault, and I'm not going to say anything.
What? We got to talk about this after the podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this on the break.
You can send me your messages if you want to know more details about who has failed me for the last time.
If you donate $20 for our Patreon, we'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you all my dirty legal secrets.
Oh, can we talk about the other thing that we weren't allowed to talk about last podcast?
How do you want to talk about this?
Can I talk about it?
I haven't talked about it.
Lane got a lady.
Say that's so weird.
Lane.
I'm dating a human female.
There's a woman in Lane's life. There's a lovely lady so, in Lane's life.
In all those episodes where I said that I was single and find me on dating websites, you're too late.
If you were at the beginning, you're catching up now. Guess what? He's no longer available.
I'm sure there's at least one person who's like, "Aw, man."
Probably in South Africa.
Definitely. Two people in South Africa.
They're like, holy shit.
Shit, man.
Shit, man. We cannot contact Lane anymore.
I cannot
anymore.
Date Lane anymore, man.
I wanted these dicks so bad.
I think we're doing Jamaican. I think we're being offensive.
That's not South Africa either.
Yeah, we're just
being... just black people in the Caribbean.
This is where we throw our heads back with laughter.
Yeah, no.
We're not racist.
So Lane's got a lovely lady in his life. She's very cute.
Dude, that's some nice alliteration.
Lovely lady in his life.
Yes.
For Lane.
Yes.
Ho-ho!
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. Who cares?
I care. But God. I'm not going to talk anymore about it because I feel like this isn't the proper media.
But guess what? It's going to come up at least six more times this episode.
Actually, someone said that they were going to send a message, like a question in regards to that.
Lane, how's life going being single? You'd be like,
man, joke's on you!
Sucker!
All right, I'm going to do the thing.
You know what's even more funny?
What?
There's this toothbrush sitting next to the microphone.
That's
what?
It's name you goddamn bitch. That's what that is.
Moving on.
That's for me, you
sure. Sure it is. This pink toothbrush.
It's not for me. You know, that's like a rule. That's a rule, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
know.
Number four. 1, 2, 3, 4. You make a deal with the devil, what do you ask for and what do you offer in exchange? From Genevieve. I don't know if you can say that. I have to ask her first.
Right.
I'll have to find out. Genevieve. Some French person asks.
You make a deal with the devil.
What do you ask for and
what
do you offer?
What do you want in return?
This is especially tough for Christian folks. Because that's like a huge no-no.
Asking for things
from the devil.
You know, part of me wants to be like, I want to be a necromancer. Parmy's like, that?
You want to be given the power to raise the dead?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty metal.
I don't know. I don't know what I really want. No one's died in my life that's really terribly significant.
But have you seen Pet Sematary? That does not go over well.
No, it doesn't end well.
Everyone know. If you bury a boy in that pet cemetery, he'll come back, but it'll be, like, really fucking weird. It'll kill you and shit.
Eat your brains out.
Yeah. That movie is not a good movie.
That was a bad movie.
The things that you bury in the pet cemetery come back crazy.
And eat your soul.
No, just your face.
Yeah, no, probably not a necromancer, but, like, probably, like... I would probably, like, be able to do something better than anyone else.
The best disc golfer.
I would be the best disc golfer on the planet. Or like, I would be able to destroy any Space Marine army with half the amount of points of Space Orcs.
Just the ultimate Warhammer player.
But only with Space Orcs.
Mm.
Just like I am
only with Space Orcs.
Yeah, you give me 12 Lehman Russes. I don't know. I'm just shooting each other. You're just like.
But see that? No. Okay. Yeah.
It wouldn't probably be either of those things. It would probably just be like the best at something though.
I want to be the best.
I want to be the best at doing this one thing. And what would I offer in exchange? Not my soul.
What if you went on like a soul payment plan?
So like.
Like, you know, you get.
I can turn that off at any time and then I continue.
No. It's like you have to go and collect other souls. Instead.
You know, I want to say yes, but if it was IRL, I would definitely say no.
I would go on Soul Payment Plus.
Yeah, I would go Soul Payment Plus. Every year I must collect 2 souls.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
Oh, it's so bad. Maybe. I feel like that's damn near just saying that. I feel like just saying maybe, it's
just
like...
Just saying maybe to like, going and collecting souls.
Hey, Satan. Maybe.
Hey, man. Satan's technically not a bad guy. He just got dealt a really bad hand.
He thinks it's a good hand.
It's just his job. He's doing his part.
Yeah, just like you. Doing your part.
I'm just doing my part.
In the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sell phones to drug dealers. It's funny. Last Wednesday on, you know, that certain Wednesday of the month, the WW, the big WW.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Welfare Wednesday. Oh. Duh. Oh. I sold 5 burner phones.
Oh, seriously? Yep. At Starbucks?
Yes, at Starbucks. I was like, in my brain, I was like, no, obviously not at Starbucks. Who's at Walmart, you fucking idiot? Except Walmart is the name that I'm replacing with the name of my store. Said
if you become a manager for Walmart.
Oh, fuck. I would never become a manager for Walmart.
And then listen to the podcast. They're like,
oh, curses! We have a subordinate in the ranks. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
I would go for a skill of some kind.
Right. But
I don't know what it would be.
What are you going to offer?
In exchange,
you gotta offer something.
Probably 2 souls a year.
2 souls a year. You're gonna go to Soul Payment Plus plan.
You give me a bunch of contracts, and then every year, if I don't fulfill those, then
imprisonment.
No, they get my own soul. They get my soul.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's.
But
that's...
I still live my life, and I still have be the best whenever I'm at.
Mm.
So, like, if I don't do it, then you know.
I want to do. I want to be granted the ability to make my own deals with the devil. So my deal with the devil is...
Okay. You gotta have some really high-tier shit to give the devil.
No, I'd cut him for half. Half of the soul profit that I take.
How does that work? Wait, what?
So I get the ability to grant other people their wishes... for 50%.
Oh, okay.
So the devil gets 50% of the things that I get from my deals.
I don't think the devil would ever agree to this.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme with Satan.
With Satan and souls.
Pretty sure Satan created the pyramid scheme. Like isogenics, I think that was all.
It was
the
all.
Devil.
It was all.
Satan was like,
if you follow the path,
sell
to
your
the top,
soul.
It's like Lucifer. Who the hell? Oh my God! The person who leads this is the devil. Oh Lord.
Yeah. No.
That's my plan.
Definitely.
If I was to ask for something less like important, I'd probably just do like a big bag of money, like a couple mil, and then I would offer.
Would you ask a couple mil or a couple bill?
Let's go a couple bill just for safety.
Yeah.
And then let's go for, like, what do I offer in exchange? In exchange, I offer 50% of my silly voices.
Will you lose them?
I would just lose them.
I think the devil would ask for 100% of your silly voices.
100% of
I think you would become a monotone.
Can we go 70%?
75. You can keep keep the girl voice, and that's it.
Oh, but I've got way more voices than that.
I know.
No, but that's not 75%.
No.
I'll let him pick which voices.
Oh my God, you'd lose all your good ones.
Right? Well, that's up to determination.
You would keep silly girl and, I don't know what else.
Wow, what a great voice. Oh, Mr. Satan, please, give me my voices back. I got this watch.
That's what you get stuck with.
I have to talk like Christopher Walken with a watch up his bum. Forever. It's terrible. So bad.
Really, just a big bag of money?
Yeah, man.
That's all you'd want.
Yeah, because like superpowers or some shit.
I don't want superpowers.
Telekinesis, the force.
Yeah, I mean, some of those. Yeah, actually, you know, that's what you're talking about, a good line. I think I would be like, seem like, what do you want? I'd be like, give me like a week. He's like, fine, but you have to stay in hell. I'm like, oh, fine. So spend a week in hell. But I'd be like constantly thinking about what I wanted.
Now, like, do you just have to be there, or do you have to experience hell?
No, you just gotta be there.
You're just like in like the viewing booth.
But there's like you know, only Pizza Hut or Burger King.
and the thing that you want is always out of stock.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, fuck.
I always want Burger King, but I'm lactose intolerant, so they always give me pizza.
Oh, it's always pizza.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're gonna ask for a skill.
A perfect skill in something.
I'm gonna ask for a big bag of money. Or superpowers. Actually, let's go superpowers. I don't know, there's too many things.
I feel like your wager... my wager for being really good at one thing was 2 souls a year.
Yeah.
Your wager for a big bag of money was losing some voices.
But it's like part of me, though.
Doesn't matter. I don't think Satan will give a shit about that. What does Satan want?
Souls?
Yeah.
And voices?
No. I'm pretty sure Satan's probably got a
Okay, I'll go on the soul plus plan. Yes. The soul payment plus plan.
Two souls a year.
Two souls a year.
It's going to be pretty competitive. We're in the same city.
I guess we'll... Oh, that's going to be tricky.
We're going to be constantly trying to trick the other roommate to sign their soul to the temple.
And I'll be like, Andrew.
It'll be like in the small print of my in mine. It'll be like, if you get Lane's soul, then you're granted eternal.
No!
That'd be so funny. That'd be so good.
Today's episode is brought to you Soul Payment Plus Plans by Satan.
It's fine. We had some technical difficulties. Satan kicked him down the door and says that he doesn't want us sponsoring him. Apparently we ruined his image.
Yeah, we're not, we too talk about too many edgy things.
Yeah, we're too edgy for Satan.
For Satan.
That's like really shitty. Like that statement in itself is really like a shitty, edgy version. We're gonna do another thing. Do a thing.
Okay, my turn. Four.
We just did four.
And it's a one. How would you defend yourself from an army of capuchin monkeys, each armed with a cute but deadly switchblade? You only have the resources at your current disposal and 1 hour of prep time. The monkeys start 10 kilometers away and move at a uniform 3 kilometers an hour. Always know where you are and do not sleep.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Fucking 10 out of 10, Dan. This is the kind of questions that we look for. I want to go first. Please let me go first. We got to pick how big's an army. 1,000?
I think 100 is an army.
100 is an army?
Yeah, I'm going to call 100. Let's go in between. 500.
500. Okay.
500 is an army.
500 capuchin monkeys, each armed with a cute but deadly switchblade. They know where you are at all times.
Switchblade.
Okay, a switchblade. Some sort of switchblade.
The monkey, they start 10 kilometers away and they move 3 kilometers an hour. On the fourth hour, they'll be at your...
We have 1 hour of prep time.
2 hours of run time. 3 kilometers an hour, that's really slow.
Because they're marching, right?
You could fucking outdrive them.
That is, yeah, 3 kilometers.
Drive 10 kilometers a day.
But are you gonna do that forever?
No, but you can keep track of it.
No, but like.
Yeah, but if you drove 100 kilometers, you would have
But the capuchin monkeys are still coming for you. Like what? That's so. How? Like you know? So go through your strat. What do? You got 500 capuchin monkeys.
Hey, you were going first.
Shit.
I wanted to go first.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
I already have an idea.
My prep time is... I'm going to go chemical warfare here.
Okay. Anything in the house you have access to. Your immediate disposal.
You only have resources at your current disposal.
So, it's you, right now, we're recording the podcast, all of a sudden I tell you, the capuchin monkeys are going for
not
you.
Not the capuchin monkeys.
What are you going to do?
Alright, first of all, I steal your car keys.
Shocker.
I drive to, Superstore? I'm going to go with Superstore, and maybe Home Depot. I pick up a shit ton of ammonia, and a shit ton of bleach. And then gasoline... I'm also gonna Google how to make napalm, and then I.
That's under Google history search.
Well, do you know what?
Capuchin monkeys
it's gonna be all and the napalm. News. And then I try and find an isolated. Are you gonna Google search capuchin monkeys?
Yeah.
That's totally not how you spell capuchin monkey. It's a C. A capuchin monkey. They're just armed with switchblades?
This one's cute.
Oh, it is pretty cute. Oh, they're adorable. They're so cute. I don't know how I'd be able to kill them. Yeah, napalm, a combination of napalm and mustard gas.
How would you not die yourself?
The respirator.
Where would you get that from?
A Home Depot.
They don't sell that level of respirator, I don't think.
Hey, what you gonna do?
Die.
And then I buy also like a sword or some shit. Well, actually, I guess... Wait, they're capuchin monkeys with switchblades. I've got an hour plus 3 other hours. Do you think there's a suit of plate mail in Vancouver? Like, where...
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I've spent 3 hours trying to find plate mail. And then I just hope that they can't get to me.
I had two ideas. One idea was to, like, run... Go somewhere, you know, like if there was an event happening, like a concert, and go into somewhere that there's a concert and wait for the monkeys. And then you have 10,000 people there.
But the monkeys know where you are.
They know where I am at all times, correct.
Yeah.
But who's to say that the people aren't going to fight back if the monkey's like running towards me, right? The people don't know that the monkey's coming for me.
I feel like...
They're just attacking.
I feel like the immediate response of people watching...
That's probably going to be to run away.
They're probably not going to immediately like pull up arms. But you have a social network. You could probably go to enough people.
I do.
You could probably be like, Keith, I'm...
This is super IRL. I need
men with weapons because capuchin monkeys are about to attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably build some kind of, like, yeah... I feel like you could easily beat them with, like, a Tommy gun.
But there's 500 of them.
A
flamethrower. I think a flamethrower.
Yeah, a flamethrower would do it pretty damn quick. Find a way to build... Build your own flamethrower. Get to somewhere, a location where you're, like, really hard to get to. Like,
yeah.
Where you have to make them feed through one little tunnel sort of thing.
So you can overwatch.
Yeah, you're just overwatch, and you're just like... And then, you know, have the ammonium mustard gas ready to go. Get a couple flashbangs. Balls to the walls. Kill those monkeys.
And then knives. Like knives bandoliered to your torso.
Oh, hold on. I have an alternative. Hold on. I have to pee first, but I have an alternative plan.
Go on.
Okay, so this idea will take a little bit longer. Probably like a year or so.
Okay, well, you have 4 hours. Go on.
So this would take a lot longer to do, but it would be more of a sure thing sort of strategy. So essentially, I would spend half a year doing the whole drive away, get away from the monkeys, collect resources, what I needed, drive away.
Yep.
And then I would go, assuming that they're not like terribly smart, like they're just monkeys. I would then go to the, like, Arctic.
With the penguins.
With the penguins.
With the frozen penguins.
With the penguins.
The time penguins.
And I would let the monkeys come to me.
Right.
And they would die of hypothermia.
That's smart. That is smart.
And then I would slowly pick up their carcasses one and make sure I had 500 of them.
Oh, you just count.
I would count the carcasses. And then once I had all 500, I'd make a little little pyramid and cover them in gasoline and burn it all down and be like, I won!
I did it. I beat the capuchin
monkeys. I'm like the biggest spy on the penguins I've ever seen.
Now, here's a question. How many capuchin monkeys do you think you could fight, like...
101?
Let's say waves of 10 capuchin monkeys with switchblades. You have a weapon of your choice. Melee weapon.
Melee.
Yeah. How many waves of capuchin monkeys?
Probably pick, like, my weapon of choice would probably be, like, twin scythes.
Scythes, all right.
Like, twin scythes.
Something fast.
Yeah, something fast, light,
and
can kill more than one thing at once.
Right.
and sharp as balls. I would probably be able to survive 2 waves of 10.
2 waves of 10?
I think the third wave would probably kill me eventually from blood loss.
Also just exhaustion.
Exhaustion, blood loss. I think it'd be really fucking...
I think I'd...
We're in our white chamber of solitude.
Yeah, no, gray.
Yeah.
It's a gray
it's
chamber.
A gray, it's light gray?
It's light gray. It's a lightish, darkish gray.
Right. Lightish, darkish gray.
You know.
It's a medium gray.
It's a medium, yeah.
Gray. You know what? Could we have talked about this room a little bit? Because we talk about it on every episode. When I talk about it, when I think of this room, I think of this like I don't know, 50-foot diameter circle room.
Yep.
With a 20-foot ceiling, gray, and a gray floor.
Yep.
And then there's a door that opens and all these monkeys come
in. Yep, capuchin monkeys, yeah.
Yeah. I always think of white, though. I don't think of gray.
Well, we're trying to be a little bit more color inclusive at People Say Words, and that's why it's a gray room.
Okay. It's not a white room.
It's not a white
room. There's a white guy in it.
Exactly.
So it's gotta be gray.
It's gotta be a little bit gray.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do one more question.
Wait, how many waves could you spread?
Probably one. One like, tops.
You're like, I'm done, and you throw your weapon.
Well, like, because, like, realistically, if they all come at once, I'd probably pick something like a short sword. Like, I'd probably go sword and shield. If I'm wearing clothes, they're gonna get a couple stabs in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start crying.
They're like, Mommy!
Yeah, man, I'm probably just gonna start, like, I want my deal with the devil to be being able to defeat capuchin monkeys.
Or my deal with the devil, I want all capuchin monkeys dead.
I'll just kill all capuchin monkeys.
Just erase the species.
Oh, it'd be funny if, like, we got this question first and then the thing. It's like, I wish for all capuchin monkeys. And you can keep the souls.
What do you get in exchange? The souls of all capuchin monkeys.
All capuchin monkeys. Okay, let's do one more thingy. And then we'll do a break. I rolled a 2. I think that was the capuchin monkey.
No, we haven't done that one.
If you were accused of planning the assassination of Queen Elizabeth, how would you prove my innocence? From also Dan.
Prove your innocence if you were accused. So you didn't actually murder. You were being accused.
You're being accused of planning the assassination of Queen Elizabeth.
Well, step one, find out if I had an alibi for the time and date of the murder.
Well, no, because it's the... because it's just the planning of.
Oh. You're not actually being accused for the assassination.
Yeah, it's
you're
just being the planning of.
The planning of the assassination. I would do the same thing. I would continue to prove that I have an alibi for X number... however long I could go back.
Right.
However far I could go back.
Sure.
4 or 5 years sort of thing. And have star witnesses. So, like, you... Megan, my parents, people that I'm around all the time.
But think of it this way.
Yeah.
How many hours are you working on drafting?
Oh, true, yeah.
Who knows what assassination... Like, every time I say, oh, I'm going to go play some Overwatch, maybe I'm actually planning the assassination of Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I would give all digital information I have. Like, I would hand over all my digital... my computers, everything
right.
I have
right.
to the queen. They can sift through all the shit and star witnesses and then probably cry like a little boy. little big boy.
Please, I'm a wee British lad.
I'm from the Empire. I'm from Great Britain.
I love the queen and all her little weird faces she makes at the Americas.
Yeah, there's not really good way to prove your innocence of planning. I feel like this is like it would be like
I would show my internet history as evidence.
And they'd be like, Lane, this goes back like 2 days, and you'd be like, really? And you'd be looking
no,
at it,
you
and they'd be like,
and
oh,
check.
Sorry, no, it's 2 hours. It goes back.
You can go and like you can delete the cookies, but there's still evidence. There's still some hard evidence.
There's still some dirty hard evidence.
Hey, man, it's not dirty. It's just evidence.
Unless it involved dirt.
Yeah, I do have a couple internet searches about dirt molecules. Hey-o!
Hey!
Nice dude. It's very dirty dirt.
So there's nothing else you do? Whoa.
Yeah, I'd just be like, dude, look at my internet history. Do I look like an assassin? does this look like the internet history of an assassin?
Remember those jokes you were talking about that you shouldn't say aloud? But you think of it. I just had one and I
all
almost
right.
said
all
it.
Alright, go ahead. Wait, we'll do a cut. Go ahead. Yeah, the floor.
I was just going to say about, like, oh, well, you know, I've been so lonely for 3 years, I'm seeking a woman. How can I find the assassination?
How can I pause?
I'm too busy looking for the D and the B.
That's okay. We can keep that in.
Okay.
I'll keep that in.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, no, you could have gone way worse with that. That's low.
It sounded a lot worse in my head, though. I was like, that's mean. Don't say that.
It is a little bit mean.
I regret saying it, but you know, I didn't want to say it, but you made me say it.
Like, if I wasn't dating someone, it would be a lot worse. I would be like,
wow, Andrew, you fucking asshole.
My feelings.
They hurt. Is there any other sneaky way that you could get around to prove...
You wouldn't want to be sneaky about it.
No, sneaky. Like, not. I mean, like, be sneaky.
Clever.
I mean, like, clever. A clever way where you could prove that you were innocent.
I definitely wouldn't ask my coworkers to be in.
I mean, you could.
My coworkers would be like, actually, I could see Lane planning an assassination. He's kind of a weirdo, and I think he might be crazy.
You could be like, look at my contacts as well. Like, who are my contacts? I've never spoken to anyone in Britain in the past X number of years. Like, how can you?
Who knows?
Better you do nothing. You should let them search everything. They get their warrants.
But what if there's someone's actually been like using you as a patsy?
Oh, good point.
I feel like this is kind of that.
The human alibi thing is the only thing that'd be able to support you then at that point. And you don't.
I'd be like, Michael, the government says that I'm trying to assassinate the Queen of England. What do I do?
And I could be like, this is my non-legal legal advice.
Michael would be like, yeah, this is outside of my jurisdiction by, like, a lot.
Lane, call me in a couple of years. I might be able to give you some information today.
No, Michael, they...
No. Michael would be like, click.
They're arresting me, Michael. They're taking me away. They could have waterboarded me. I don't want to be waterboarded.
British waterboarding.
They use tea instead of water.
They use hot tea. But I'm like, oh, it's scalding.
No, it's cold tea, because that's the worst type.
Oh, cold tea.
And it's, like,
tea.
Really bad brand.
You're like, oh, it's acidic, and it's... some shitty tea brand.
Terrible.
Gross. And it tastes gross. And it's no milk in it.
Yeah.
And
it's poured from a teapot that looks like... What do British people hate?
Immigrants.
It's a teapot shaped like Uncle Sam. Because they hate America.
They do hate America. They hate immigrants and they hate America.
It's kind of funny. Are there any countries that like immigrants?
Well, Canada's pretty on board with immigrants.
But not everyone is.
Yeah, no, totally. I was watching this comedian last night about immigrants in the UK, and it's really, really funny. Because, like, for, like, the 1700s to the 1900s, what did Britain do? They went to different countries and colonized them.
Yeah.
So, we're Great Britain. We're going to teach you how to be British.
Not just regular Britain, but Great Britain.
We're from Great Britain. There was also a bit about that. It was like, so how did you become Great Britain? Who called you great? Like, we called ourselves great.
We called ourselves.
And it was like, well, we're great, whatever. We're great India.
We're Great India.
They're like, oh, who gave you the name Great? Oh, we did, because I'm great. You know, this whole thing went back and forth. So the whole thing was like, they talked about like, for hundreds of years, England went around and colonized every goddamn
country. It's called colonialism?
Yeah, well, let me finish. So they colonized all these different countries, and all of a sudden, there's like these wars breaking out, and all this shit happening, and all these different countries that have been colonized by Great Britain are now immigrating to Great Britain.
It's like the perfect
time. And Great Britain's like, whoa, you're not allowed to come into our country.
You are not allowed to come into Great Britain.
And we're like, but you're Great Britain. You took us over. You taught us the ways. So we're coming back to the motherland now.
It's like the perfect irony.
I know, isn't it so good?
It's the same thing with the States. It's like we don't want any immigrants. It's like, motherfucker.
You are an immigrant.
Everyone who is American
you
is an immigrant.
You can't say that. Like, unless you are First Nations, you cannot say that.
Like, maybe like 200 years ago, you weren't an immigrant, but then you were an immigrant.
Yeah. You showed up and were like, I claim this land in America. You're like,
that's like our fucking land, bud.
It's our land,
get
bud.
Get the fuck off our land. It's like, no, we're going to shoot you and give you smallpox.
Here's Catholicism. Yeah, no.
No, there was they were Protestant.
Right,
because they were
they revolted against the queen. No, you're right.
Once again, disclaimer.
Salt.
We don't know things.
Take so much salt with
our
words.
We're just talking, and we've been drinking since like 3 hours ago.
So,
all right, pause break time for
breaky
break.
Pee poo time.
Be
back soon
with our word
from our Toby.
From our Toby.
And we're back!
We're back!
Different silly voice to introduce thingies.
We're back today.
Now, what voice am I doing?
Darth Maul.
I don't know how to, Darth Maul doesn't talk.
Welcome back to BBC Worlds, Batman. I have a very full cup of alcohol, so my voice might sound strange, but fuck it. What's up? A word from our sponsor!
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the makers of Sherry. The alcohol beverage. It only costs $6 at your local BCL.
Bane drinks Sherry like it's fucking water or some shit, I don't know.
$6.
It's very good when you mix it with some sort of aloe gel juice that's mixed with mango!
Okay.
It's a tropical wonderland, Batman!
Okay, I'm done now.
Where's our questions?
Oh, shit, no, it's...
All we have is Capuchin Monkeys.
It's just
monkeys
the Capuchin
now.
Monkeys. Okay, wait, am I going? Am I doing?
Yeah, you... No, it's me.
Well, game over.
Where's the questions?
They're right here.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
Six. Do we already do that one?
Six?
Capuchin? There's Capuchin Monkeys everywhere.
It's this one.
How much do you think a 2,500 square foot house on a cul-de-sac will sell for on Trappist E in a nice neighborhood?
Okay, I don't know what... Okay,
what is Trappist E? We're going to Google Trappist E. This is from Troy. Thanks, Troy, for the question. But we don't know what Trappist E means.
Oh, it's a planet.
Oh, this is the new Trappist. You heard about this, right?
I haven't read anything about what they called the planet.
So the sun came out. There's this new sun called Trappist.
The sun came out the very next day, and the cat came back.
Shut up.
No, my face. Don't do it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. Salt. Take a lot of salt with this, because I read this article once. There's this new sun they discovered, like 36...
With the seven planets.
36 light years away, with seven planets. Yep. Three of these planets are habitable. And may have water on them, etc.
Yeah.
They call the sun Trappist.
Okay.
And then the planets are called Trappist A, B, C, D, E, F,
How
G.
Exciting.
Yes. So, on Trappist E,
okay, the planet.
Probably, my guess is Trappist E is the most likely lifeable planet.
Who cares?
And the sun is also, like, tiny. And the planets...
Oh, so the planets
are
like
Earth size. No, they're all Earth size.
But are they really close to the sun then?
They're really close to the sun. And they don't rotate.
Oh, interesting.
They only go around the sun. It's only one side of the planet.
Well, then right away, the first question is it on the sunny side or the dark side?
We're going to go with... because that's going to change the price tremendously. So we'll go with sunny side of the planet.
Would you like to live in eternal darkness, Troy? I don't know who Troy is.
Troy is my sister's boyfriend.
Do you want to live on the dark side of fucking Trappist E, Troy? I don't know, I don't. It's fucking dark over there. I'd get the seasonal oppressive disorder, like, every day. It'd probably be really fucking expensive, I think.
I think it would cost, like... I mean, no, are you paying for, like, the travel there?
Well, okay.
A 2,500.
We're in Vancouver, and a house costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, it costs a couple million.
You're gonna have to make a deal with the devil. My devil wish.
It's gonna cost one devil wish.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have to do a soul plus plan.
So you're gonna have to go on this two souls per year plan on Trappist E. And there's not a lot of souls on Trappist E.
That's a high market.
You better have some consultants on Earth that can...
Some demonic consultants.
That can help you trap your souls on Earth here.
Yeah. So the answer is fucking expensive.
we're talking satanic levels.
Not only is it going to cost you all the cash, but it's also going to cost you your immortal soul. Hold on.
Okay. We're back.
There were technical difficulties.
There was a serious malfunction.
My computer borked right out the window.
And it just it borked. Turned off.
It borked.
In the middle of our podcast there.
It was too borked five me.
Thank God it saved everything.
We were talking about real estate and Satan, I think.
Trappist E, real estate, not possible. Yeah, back
real
on
expensive.
Track.
Real expensive. Too expensive.
So expensive, five me.
Build a house, make Satan pay for it.
It's essentially what it's going
to
be.
Okay. Oh, shit. We're going to have to bring up the questions. Should I roll?
Yeah, you're up next.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Is this my D20? It is my D20. It is.
Five.
Wow, we haven't done that one yet.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Okay, let's just load.
Loading.
Hey, we've had another click on People Say Words.
Holy shit. Hooray. Go view all messages. Nope.
Oh, it would be this one.
No, that's... yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's do this one instead.
No, you do that one.
No, okay. Alright. Which of the newly discovered planets who you want to live on and why? From Troy. Troy has got a hard-on for the planets.
He really wants to get off Earth.
I don't fucking care which planet I live on.
Maybe he's just trying to get away from my sister. He's, like, trying to move away from her.
Or from this planet, because it's pretty garbage.
It is pretty garbage.
I don't care what planet I live on, as long as it's not this shit rock.
I think I would want to live on, like... So there's three inhabitable planets, so I think I want to live on the second one, because I think the first one's going to be too hot.
I would like to live on Trappist 5, because Satan would be my neighbor, and I would like to be neighbors with Satan.
The second inhabitable Trappist planet, because it's going to be not too hot, not too cold, it'll be just right.
It'll be just right. In between that, you know, life-extinguishing...
That, heat. Or whichever planet is closest to the same as Earth's atmosphere, is the planet I would like to live on. Because...
You don't want to have to change less your lifestyle.
Less adaptation to gravity and Earth's atmosphere and oxygen.
Ooh, no, I want to live on whichever one is the lowest gravity so I can be a Superman and have my...
But it also may have the lowest oxygen.
Who cares? Superman.
Breathing, be like...
I don't care. Superman.
See, like, jump and be like...
Wee! And, like, pick shit up. Like, pick up a car and throw it and have it, like, hit a policeman.
You know they're making a theme park surrounded around this whole, like, idea where you, like, Superman for a day where you, like, go to the theme park and be like...
Yeah.
Jump around.
I would do it. That's... I don't think there's a lot of comedy that we can extract
Lane
from this.
IRL. Would you move to another planet? Like, if you had the option right now, like, they're going, you can go to another planet, new planet.
Well, no, probably not, because I don't even want
to... And never come back to Earth.
I don't...
Would you go?
Because right now, I don't even want to move to the other side of the country.
You don't even want to move around Vancouver.
No. Oh, God. moving.
Lane has had a lot of experience moving in Vancouver.
I've moved six times in the last 5 years. I don't want to move anymore. Okay, yeah, so no, fuck other planets. Unless
you're like, I'm staying here in Starbucks.
God, I don't care where I stay as long as I'm staying. I don't want to move. Wait, we have to replace that with...
Starbucks.
Where am I living?
Starbucks.
Good. We can't let people know that we're living in...
Starbucks.
Good. All right. Do you want to do another? I feel like that's it. That's it.
Cop out. Yeah, we can't do anything else. I mean, if we do those questions in the other order, then maybe, but...
Who cares?
Obviously, Troy needs to listen to the podcast, because then he would know how the system works. It's random, Troy. Fuck. We're going high-low. We only got two questions left, so...
Okay, alright. We did this one. Wait, what did you get, high or low?
High.
There we go.
You can invite any fictional character to have dinner with you. Who do you choose? Jen Liav.
Terrible pronunciation of a French name.
Leviosa.
We're just copying other people's comedy.
Yeah, we are. That's okay. We get to pick one fictional character.
To have dinner with.
I feel like you're going to pick somebody, and then I'm going to say somebody that you should have picked, and you'd be like, holy shit, why didn't I pick them?
No, good. Okay, I've got like a, a, like a first of all, I want to say I want to invite Satan and ask him if I can get that soul
plan,
the soul plus plan,
so I can go to Trappist E.
So that I can go to Trappist E. Dinner with any fictional character. Fictional character.
Oh, fictional. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, fictional character.
You like dinner with Cthulhu.
No, my brain would get melted, though. I wouldn't want to do Cthulhu. Fictional character, I'd probably do something like Batman or, like, the Emperor from Warhammer 40,000.
The Emperor.
Yeah, like the... or, you know, Robot Girly Man.
Yeah.
Do you know who Robot Girly Man is?
I assume you're talking about a robot that's female.
No. No, his name is Robute Gulliman, but people call him Robot Girly Man because he's got a really weird name, so people are like, or like Robo Girly Man. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so something like him.
Explain who this character is. Oh, he's the
he's the Primarch of the Ultramarines.
Oh, okay.
So he's like the big daddy of the big Space Marines.
40K.
Yeah.
Warhammer nerds.
Yeah.
You got it.
I would like to talk to Kairos Fateweaver of...
Not like a Dark Elder Lord.
God, no. Jesus.
There's something that says they're going to, like, kill you or anything. It's just you're having dinner with them.
Yeah, and they could probably kill me with their bare hands. God, no.
I'd probably choose somebody like...
Well, would you want to have dinner with Gazkull Thraka? Do you think he's going to have a nice, quiet evening with you?
Be pretty goddamn entertaining.
No, he's going to fucking rip your head off.
As long as I'm guaranteed to live through it?
That's not in the question.
No, but I'm not answering the question.
You're not... Oh, yeah, you're just saying words.
If I could have dinner with Gazkull Thraka... Hands down, I'd be like, what is your best troop choice?
How do I beat the Dark Eldar? How do I defeat him?
And he'd be like, take Chaos as allies. And he'd be like, oh, that's not fun. Thanks. A fictional character. Probably some like Sherlock Holmes would be a cool fictional character.
But he's an asshole.
Yeah, you take it with a grain of salt. Salt!
Salt.
You take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
So...
I wouldn't want it. Sherlock Holmes would make me cry.
Yeah. Or... I don't know. I haven't really thought about this question before. Like, if I ever wanted to, like, see a fictional character. And Lane... Then Lane just... died because he sold his soul to Satan.
My soul! No, I just swallowed spit into my lungs. I wouldn't mind talking to Harley Quinn for an evening. That would be pretty cool.
Right, because he's just going to talk, right?
a purely platonic conversation.
That's exactly what it'll be.
Nah, man.
Would you have an evening dinner with the Joker?
God, no. Once again, highly dangerous. Any kind of dangerous person I wouldn't want.
Now, what about any dangerous person that you're guaranteed to not be harmed in any way from?
Then I would definitely talk to the Joker and a Dark Eldar Lord of some sort. Like Astrubael Vect. I'd be like, hey, so how do I conquer a planet?
And he'd be like, ah! And he'd attack you, and he'd be like, I'm in a bubble.
And, yeah, no,
I'm in a bubble.
Then he would tell me
his
secrets.
You know what? I'm gonna have dinner with, like, Rick.
Oh, shit! Oh!
I want to have dinner with Rick.
I want to have dinner with Morty.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to go far.
Yeah. So, what do you like to do? Masturbate and play video games! Hey, I can relate to that.
Hey, that's my life story.
Because I feel like Rick would probably just, like, blow you off. He'd be like, oh my god, I'm stuck here with this idiot.
Yeah, but he's stuck there, so I just keep asking him questions.
But he would probably just be like, no, fuck you.
I would have fun.
I feel like Morty would have a more genuine conversation.
I would get so bored with dinner with Morty. Rick and Morty. We're talking about Rick and Morty, the TV show. Rick and Morty.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. It's great.
They're drawing it. They're drawing it.
Season 3, Rick and Morty.
They're drawing it.
Should
we do another question?
We have one left.
Is it one left?
It is one, but all the timelines are fucked up, so we don't actually know how long we have.
Yeah, okay, Capuchin Monkeys, Assassination, Dinner with a person, deal with the devil, planet. Okay, this is the bonus I get. Wait, hold on. Wait, what the
fuck? We did six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit, that's it. Should we do the bonus?
Yeah, we do the quick bonus.
We'll do the bonus if it's... Is it working now? Okay, we're doing the bonus question, I guess.
We're doing. How was your little time alone?
It was sexy.
It was. I'm really looking forward to it when I listen to the podcast this Friday.
I'm looking forward to deleting every evidence.
All of the evidence.
It's mostly just mocking you for your tiny bladder, though.
Oh, man, my bladder's so bad.
It's so tiny. All right, the bonus question.
Here we go. Roll for it.
Maybe, if you really wanna, who should the Winnipeg Jets project in the upcoming Las Vegas expansion draft? The answer to that, Andrew, I know the answer to that. Do you know the answer to that?
Leviosa.
No, it's Satan, obviously. Satan. Because Satan can get you anything that you want with a premium soul plus plan.
It'd be the perfect... I assume I'm talking about sports? I'm pretty sure if you were playing any kind of sport, you'd be like...
Is Winnipeg Jets volleyball or what? I don't know.
Volleyball?
They are apparently...
Hockey.
Oh, they're a hockey team. Fascinating. I didn't know that Canada was still doing hockey teams.
Do you know what's the national sport?
I thought we were purely basketball-based.
Protecting the... who should the Winnipeg Jets protect in the upcoming Las Vegas expansion draft?
No,
the question is, who should they try and keep on their team in the next draft?
Satan.
So they should keep the devil.
Yeah. No, whoa. Let's call him,
Satan. We're not that formal.
Let's not... Well, that's like a business title. Yeah. The devil.
We're formal with him?
Yeah.
It's Satan.
I am.
We already sold our souls to him.
I've got
him on the soul plus plan.
We're on the premium soul plus plan.
We are formal with the devil. We go down there once a month and
South
hand
Africa,
over our two...
South Africa is going to be pissed with us, dude. They're not going to be happy.
What the fuck, man?
This is where we throw our heads back with laughter. So yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know anything about sports. I don't know about sportball.
Do you ever watch a sportball game?
I've had... No.
You've like, never sat through a full sportball game.
I haven't... I watched a Clippers game. Clippers game, like, fucking years ago.
Hockey
live.
Team.
Live. That's
at
it.
At the arena?
At the arena. Because I had to.
Well, it was
No. It was someone's birthday. And they had tickets to the Clippers versus Bulldogs.
Someone I know.
Yes. We'll keep their name anonymous for now.
I think I know what you're talking
their
about.
Name was...
Really?
Yeah, I went
you
to...
You can't reveal that?
I just...
You can't reveal that.
Yeah. Nah, it's just like a personal thing. Me and Starbucks went to the...
Starbucks.
We went to
Starbucks and watched the Starbucks game.
A puck stick game. And I didn't fucking... I yelled one point. I'm not a sportball guy.
The thing is, I cannot watch sports for a long time. And then all of a sudden I'm like, no, I need to watch sports. And I'll like watch a bunch of sports. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah, I'm literally not like that at all.
No, every now and then I'm like, get the urge. And I'm like, hey, I'll actually like, get really into it. You see that ludicrous display last night?
Also, let's be honest. But seriously, though, I love
I would like to thank our all our listeners right now.
I'd like to thank all of our Winnipeg listeners for taking that abuse, that verbal abuse.
That verbal abuse, which will be coming out on the next 6 episodes of People Say Words.
A 6-episode verbal
of
abuse
Winnipeg,
special.
Winnipeg verbal abuse.
Special.
Special. Just to get you out the fuck of Winnipeg.
It's going
to
be huge.
It will be. It'll be giant. It'll be huge. It'll be great.
Nice huge there.
Thank
you said it right.
It's casual.
Should we do an outro?
I guess so.
Do you want to lead this one? What silly voice did I do?
Batman's what's his name? Batman's servant.
Master Wayne. I was on People Say Words. I was in Burma doing People Say Words, and I was just a really shitty Michael Caine voice, and then. We said, thank you for listening to People Say Words. If you would like to listen to more People Say Words, send us an email or fucking do anything else.
or donate to our Patreon.
Donate to our non-existing Patreon. I'm Michael Caine, and I approve this message.
Thank you.
Hey.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Blah, blah, blah.